Some of the places I had when I was young weren't that genteel. Just helping out ordinary people. Like the time I went to Mr. Button. Mr. Button was head coachman when our man first went into service at Ham. At that time, he and Mrs. Button lived over the stables.
"Don't let them bully us," Sam urged from his chair in blatant defiance of the superintendent. "If we stand together against the tyranny of the establishment, we'll win. They're scared of us."
Monday dawns grey and overcast. I'm wide awake, staring at the still bare branches of the chestnut tree by 7 o'clock. This is it, then. D-Day.
"Let me see her," Louis panted, trying to sit up. "She all right?"
There was a moment of bustling and lowered words between the doctor and Fanny. The baby was wrapped in a sheet and taken over to the kitchen table. The doctor appeared to be examining the bundle. There was no sound.
"And don't look at me like that, Eb Kirkup. It wasn't just some grand gesture to make me feel good. The women of Witten need the support of the clinic, but I also need to be usefully occupied."
Sadie came rushing in at the back door, stamping her boots on the mat.
"It started to snow," she announced excitedly. "Hildy's sent some coloured paper she's got from Miss Joyce. She said you can use it all for your streamers, because she's made ours. And David's sent some mistletoe. It won't say where he got it from."
They leave. I wait till I hear the door shut and then breathe an exaggerated sigh of relief. I turn back to Star Wars Galaxies and flex my Dark Jedi Apprentice lightsaber. But somehow all the fun has drained out of it. Curse Victoria Cobham.